I was in Vishakhapatnam, East India, a few years ago. It's out in the middle of nowhere. And I'm walking down this dirt lane, and there's an altar there, and there's a shrine that is built, and there's chicken blood and feathers everywhere. There's idols as far as the eye can see. They worship everything that you could possibly imagine. I asked one of the pastor's wives who was planning a church in this rural village. I said to her, "Do you think you will ever come to the United States and visit my country?" She said, "I did once, and I will never come again." I said, "Why?" She said, "I cannot stomach the idolatry." As I'm standing next to the altar where chickens get whacked for apparently the chicken god, thinking to myself, this is not what I was expecting to hear. I said, "Well, where are the shrines of false worship and idolatry in our culture?" She said, "Your God is your stomach, and you have restaurants everywhere. Your God is your sports teams, and you build multi-million dollar stadiums to house them. Your God is your television, and all of the chairs in your home are lined up so that your family can gather around the altar and worship that God." And it dawned on me that idolatry is what we often see in someone else's culture. In our culture, we just think it's the Bass Pro Shop, the steakhouse. We just think it's the place for you to go to get recreational sporting goods, movie theater. We just see it as entertainment. We see it as hobby. We see it as sport. We don't see it as religion. We don't see it as spirituality. We don't see it as idolatry.